Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Coming up on February 10th at Gateway Classic Cars in O'Fallon, Illinois. It's the fourth annual Illinois Enshrinement Dinner of the St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame. And here to tell us all about it is Greg Marasek, the Hall of Fame's president. Greg, how are you this morning?
Well, good morning. How are you doing, man?
Man, if I was any better, I'd be on a beach with a pina colada in my hand. So otherwise, okay.
Well, it's dreary. It's cold. There's snow on the ground. But February 10th, the lights will be shining at the Gateway Classic Car Museum.
And you have a great lineup of honorees here. Let's start with Gene Baker.
You know, Gene Baker, one of the great soccer coaches of all time in our region, coached Granite City High School, coached boys and girls, and we can already tell he's going to have a huge following on February 10th.
And another one of your soccer honorees has just been named the coach of STLFC.
You know, you'd think we knew that in advance, but we really didn't. But, yeah, Steve Tritschu, Granite City, again, Granite City soccer coach, and now working for Worldwide Tech and in the soccer rollout at Soccer Park.
And you know what I love about these, I don't want to call them old-time soccer people, but the folks who really established soccer in St. Louis as a primary sport, you know, in a lot of places it was way down the list of what kids would play, and it's changed a lot in recent years. But in St. Louis, these are the guys that always made soccer at the forefront of what we do around here.
And you know, this class, Brian, is doesn't have the big name professional stars, but it has the very best that Southern Illinois has to offer. And this is a very local event on February 10th that so many people know these men and women.
And among those is Nino Fanoi, the track coach. Tell us about Nino.
Well, again, nationally recognized, many championships with the East St. Louis Flyers as a track star and track coach.
And then we go to football, and your honoree there, Jerry Muckenstrom.
Yeah, you know, and people don't realize Jerry played for the Chicago Bears, in fact, had a great career for the Chicago Bears, and they're going to be part of the evening in the honoring of Jerry Muckenstrom.
So the Chicago Bears will be taking part then? How's that?
Well, they're participating in tickets and ad in the game program, and
oh, sweet.
And they were instantly on top of this. And he also played for Arkansas State University, by the way.
Ah, I understand. Now Keith Pickett is in sports administration. Tell us about Keith.
Well, I've known Keith forever and ever, and Keith certainly was he was the founder, he was the owner of the shootout, the basketball shootout for years and years and years and years, brought the very best talent in America to St. Louis, not an easy task to do, and Keith was dedicated to it. He was the executive director, and believe me, he is full of knowledge of sports around St. Louis.
That was always one of the events we really looked forward to, the KMOX shootout. I remember spending some days down at that time it was the Kiel Center, and before that at the arena, and some of the very top players in the country. You'd see them in high school, and then a couple years later they'd be in the NBA.
Well, the famous Alonzo and LaFonso matchup.
Mm-hmm.
And LaFonso Ellis is still doing NBA games on ESPN. And, of course, those two were two of the greatest players in the nation.
And to see them play in high school in St. Louis was quite the treat. Then we turned to volleyball and the great Charles Rodman.
Yeah, Charles Rodman, Belleville West women's volleyball coach. And, again, another distinguished career success in Belleville. And that school has produced a lot of great athletes and great coaches.
And then you turn to basketball in the hardwoods, Macy Jones. Who was Macy Clark?
Yeah, Macy Clark Jones, she's still the leading scorer in SIUE history. So she'll be there, and again, it was great that our committee found this great person.
Jerome Heavens, also in football.
You know, this is a good one. Jerome Heavens, of course, was at Assumption High, and he set all the records over there, won state championships, went on to Notre Dame, and had a tremendous career with the Fighting Irish. He won a national championship. He still holds a couple of records there. He works in Chicago, and nobody's more appreciative of this award than Jerome. And I happened to find his flip card yesterday.
Really?
The Jerome Heavens Notre Dame trading card.
Are you going to get that one signed?
Well, I should, and we'll have it pictured in the program, I guarantee you.
That's very cool. You also have another sports administrator in Lee Plarski.
Yeah, Lee Plarski, recognized as a significant influence on women's athletics.
And then you have your special award winners, and there's another one who will be an inductee I want to get to in just a moment, but your special award winners include the Metro Legend Award. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the Metro Legend Award this year is going to Vern Moores, and there was a great article done by Ben Hockman in the Post-Dispatch a little while back, and in fact, we're going to have much of it in our program. And Vern Moores, my gosh, he's in his 80s, and his record in amateur baseball as a manager is remarkable.
And speaking of great managers, Whitey Herzog, the Whitey Herzog Award, and this year it's going to a few golf teams.
Yeah, and again, it's Belleville West. And they were state champions in 1969, 1971, 1973, and that's quite a run, and most deserving to get the Whitey Herzog Team Award.
And you have two members of the media, first inductee, and that is Joe Ostermeyer. Tell us about Joe.
Well, you know, Joe, been at the Belleville News Democrat forever, recently retired, but he was a storied name, and he was in all the locker rooms for years and years and years and years. He really represented the East Side in the print media, and a great, great guy, well-deserving of this award.
Yeah, and those guys who work in those high school games and cover the local teams, they work really hard. And they're so important for all of us to keep in touch with our high schools, the other high schools, and that level of competition. So they deserve a lot of credit. And another media member is receiving the President's Choice Award, Tom Calhoun. What can you say about Tom? Of course, he's been doing the Blues forever, never misses a game. He's worked here at KMOX and just a wonderful guy.
You know, Tom Calhoun has a set of great pipes, as we say.
Mm-hmm.
His voice is extraordinary. It's easy listening, and his clarity is so good. And we've all known Tom forever and ever. He was at Campbell X, and now has been the long, long time voice of the Blues. In fact, the Blues are excited that he's getting this honor, and so am I as the president of the Hall of Fame.
And he also does the Gateway Grizzlies, and
just a great
guy. So congratulations to Tom Calhoun. So they will all be honored on February 10th at the Gateway Classic Cars in O'Fallon, Illinois. St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame President Greg Marisek, how do we get tickets?
Tickets are $90. They haven't changed in 4 years. We have tables of eight. And they can be purchased by calling another Eastsider, Tim Moore from O'Fallon, old Basketball Hall of Fame coach, at 618-616-4759. Or you can go online and just go online to stlouissportshalloffame.com. Those are the two best ways to reach us. And if you go online, you'll also find Tim's information. So if you didn't have a pencil handy, you can find him there.
And again, 5 o'clock will be the cocktail reception, a buffet dinner at 6, the program, which is always wonderful, at 7. And Greg, again, I really think it's great that, as you mentioned, a lot of these aren't household names necessarily, but they all play very important roles in sports, in particular in the Metro East, and it's fitting that they're being honored by the Sports Hall of Fame.
And lastly, again, folks, you will not be bored all evening. The stories will be great because we do interviews, one-on-one interviews. You're not going to hear a speech. But you're going to hear the very best stories that these people have to tell by our outstanding list of broadcast moderators.
And again, February 10th, the Gateway Classic Cars. Greg Marisek, thank you very much for joining me this morning. Looking forward to the event.
All right. Thanks, Brian, as always.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.